This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So there's a difference between greatest player and the greatest legend. It is, I think, without debate that Alex Ovechkin's the greatest team sport player in the history of our city. If we take guys like Walter Johnson, Sammy Baugh, and Josh Gibson kind of out of the equation, we're talking about the last half century or so, you know, going back to maybe, you know, 1970, we'll put that on it. All right. So the last 55 years of more modern sports history, he's the greatest team sport player in our city's history. The player is, you know, a description that comes with it, the play and the accomplishments. You know, he's a three-time Hart Trophy winner. He's essentially a three-time MVP, the greatest goal scorer in the history of the sport. He's a top 10 player all time in the sport, probably higher after setting the mark the other day. You know, we've had three of our football players win MVP awards. Larry Brown in 72. Thank you, Kevin. Joe Theismann in 83 and Mark Mosley in 82 and Joe Theismann in 83. Bryce Harper won an MVP in 2015 in baseball. We do not have an NBA player that's won an MVP while the team's been in Washington. Wes Unseld won an MVP as a rookie when he won Rookie of the Year as well, but that was when the team was in Baltimore. There is no doubt that Alex Ovechkin has been, for the majority of his career, a no doubt top one, two, or three player in his sport during his career. You really can't say that about anybody else. This is not really even close. Whoever number two is, and I would say Darryl Green is number two, is a distant two. And then, you know, you can debate three and four because there's a lot of different possibilities. But legend is different. You know, I read this from Danny Z in Rockville at the beginning of the show. Danny Z wrote, "Kevin, you made a distinction between the greatest player and greatest legend. Ovi's the greatest player, and you said someone else is the greatest legend in DC history. I think Ovi is both. As Ben Standig told you yesterday, if someone had told you 20 years ago that a Russian teenager that plays hockey would be the city's greatest sports athlete of all time, you would have checked that person into a padded room. Yet, here we are. Legendary career." I'm not disputing that Alex Ovechkin isn't a legend. He is. He's had a legendary career. And again, greatest team sport player, no doubt. I personally, in looking at the difference between describing him as the greatest team sport player ever of the four major sports pro teams for the last, since 1970, versus, you know, legend, which is the definition that we would use, would be an extremely famous or notorious person, especially in a particular field, I think I would argue that Riggins is the most famous. The football team by far and away has the largest following. It's a mass following. We're not talking about tens of thousands or even in the hundreds of thousands. We're talking about in the millions. Not just here, but around the country where transplanted Washingtonians live. The football team, no matter how bad it's been, no matter what certain polls suggest, it's the team in our city that appeals to the most people, and it's really not close. Riggins was not only a great player, and you could argue Riggins on a Mount Rushmore of the greatest team sport players in the history of this town. I think his legend, his famousness, his celebrity around, by the way, his greatness as a player, specifically in one offseason, in one postseason, the 1982 postseason, and him taking the football during four playoff games, which included wins over Detroit, Minnesota, Dallas, and then Miami in the Super Bowl, winning the MVP of the Super Bowl, rushing for a record 612 yards over that span, made him a legend. And you could argue the most beloved player in the history of the most beloved team in the market. Sonny, by the way, is in that conversation. Daryl Green's in that conversation. Art Monk's in that conversation. But I would argue in terms of the greatest sports legend in the history of D.C., I think Riggins would be number one for me. Ovechkin in terms of the greatest team sports player. Riggo as the greatest team sports legend. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to the phone lines. First of all, if you want to debate the former, Ovechkin is the greatest team sports player in D.C. sports history, have at it. But I think that's a losing debate. I think the other is much more debatable. Denton, by the way, what are your answers?
So this is definitely a generational question. Obviously, I understand the greatness of John Riggins. NFL Network was on my television as a young man routinely. So I, America's Game, watched it all, but I never actually got to watch him in person. So because I'm of the younger variety, it is Ovechkin for me because I remember like the aura of Alex Ovechkin as a legend. You got to understand, us younger guys, we don't have the greatest crop of guys to choose from. Like, yeah, I mean, Jaden is up there, but he's only played 1 year. Robert only played 1 year at a high level that made everybody love him, and then we didn't like him very much after that. So there's really slim pickings when it comes to legends. Scherzer is in that conversation. You might find this a little funny, but I promise you, to my generation, it's not. John Wall is in that conversation, but that, like, for a guy that was born in 95, not getting to watch a lot of championship teams, it's definitely Alex Ovechkin for me.
I mean, you know, John Wall had an opportunity, you know, had he stayed healthy, but he just wasn't quite good enough.
He never got like
he wasn't quite charismatic enough. There wasn't, you know, the team would have had to do much better. I mean,
but my generation loves him.
I can't. They're just not in the conversation, and I'd love to try to push them into the conversation. You know, Elvin Hayes isn't in the conversation, even though I consider him to be the greatest bullet wizard of all time. I have him ahead of Wes, just barely. And by the way, that's a two-horse race, okay? In terms of the greatest bullet wizard player, it's Hayes Unseld or Unseld Hayes. And you don't have anybody else in that conversation. I'm not talking about, you know, we're not going back to Baltimore players. All right, 301-230-0980. Who's the greatest sports legend in the history of this town? Let's go to Kevin in Clinton. Kevin, go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin Sam? First time caller to your show, man. I love you to death, man.
Thanks, Kev.
But you're right about Alex Ovechkin. He is probably the greatest sports player in the town. Then I give Daryl Green second, and Art Monk third, and John Riggins fourth. That's my assumption. But the greatest legend of all time, man, I can't believe, I've listened to you for 2 days, I can't believe you have not said this man's name. It's Joe Gibbs, man.
We're talking players. We're talking players.
Are you talking players?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're talking just players.
Okay.
Gibbs would be right next to Ovechkin when you started the Mount Rushmore of all time sports figures in the history of this town, no doubt.
Okay, I agree with you on that. But yeah, I give it to Ovechkin, then Daryl Green second. And I just want to say, you and Den have done a great job on this show, man. I listen to y'all every day. And Kevin, I'm going to give you something, man. I hope I don't get in trouble and let the cat out of the bag. The mock draft that you're going to do, you better have the first game is Washington is going to play the Chargers in Brazil. The first Friday night game after the evening.
Oh, my mock it's schedule. Over. Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Kev. I think we've already had some news on that. I think the Chiefs are going to play the Chargers in that Brazil game. I think Washington's going to play in Madrid. Stay on hold. Bones, Joe, Dennis, anybody else want to jump in? We've got a line open. Greatest sports legend in the history of D.C. The greatest sports athlete player is Ovechkin. Accomplishments, the awards are through the roof. Nobody touches him at this point. But what about legend? Greatest sports, team sports legend. And we're talking about player, and we're talking about really the last half century. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.